Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now back live into hour number two. We're 33 minutes away from Lindsay Williams dropping the biggest bombshells ever. And believe me, it's big. And again, most of it's in plain view, but this is inside confirmation on the fact that they have triggered the implosions in the Middle East. Not that people didn't have a reason to be mad or revolt. The point is that it was globalist triggered. Google, State Department, CIA, British Intel is all over it as well. All of this is happening right now, and it is meant to basically start disrupting oil production and to put these countries into geopolitical turmoil and then to bring oil production online in the United States, but at exorbitant prices. And this is from, again, two different Williams sources. And he said all this back in October, 4 months ago. He said the Middle East is going to be in turmoil, not so much war. But then look at China after that. China's the big one. And now his other big source is even more high-powered than the late Fromm. And again, the source is known to yours truly. Told him, and people are like, well, why don't you call and get him on? That's the whole point. They don't want to come on. They do it through an intermediary. That's how globalists operate. They just want us to know. It's part of their enjoyment. But in the case of Fromm, Lindsay believes he did become a Christian before he died and was truly repentant for a lot of this. I don't know about the other one. In fact, we're going to talk about that with Williams coming up. I keep trying to not say the name of the other guy. Now, I've almost said it a bunch today, and I've got to shut my mouth as I've known it for over a decade. But, you know, it's Lindsay's source. The guy talks to him. People are like, well, just, you know, have him come on air. I mean, it's kind of like somebody like Charlie Sheen is a fan of my show, and we're friends, so he'll come on the show, or he'll talk to me. People are like, well, why don't you, you know, get him on other shows or something? I'm not my brother's keeper. And it's the same thing with connections like this. But this is really, really painful news, but it's, as Patrick Henry said, it's better to know the truth, the whole truth, and make preparations for it. I use the analogy of if you're going to go coyote hunting out in the field and there's a cliff at one end of it, and you know, the guy you're going hunting with says, be sure and take a flashlight and watch out because out there there's a 200-foot drop-off cliff. I mean, is it negative to say, hey, there's a cliff down there at the end? Watch out, it's a steep drop, and you don't really see it until you get right up on it because there's some bushes over there. Just, you know, be sure that you use your flashlight till you get in position. And then you go out there and put your blanket out on the ground, get your tripod ready, turn on the varmint tapes. For those that don't know, the sounds of coyotes prey, because the coyotes, you know, killing your sheep or whatever. And then you got your night vision scope out or your spotlight, and in come the coyotes. But the point is that it's not negative to say, hey, there's a cliff over there. The reason I tell this story is it's actually a true story. I use the analogy to make it simpler. If there's a pit out there, you know, is it negative to tell somebody, hey, there's a pit out there. You could fall and break your leg. Be sure and use your flashlight. No, that's not negative. That's incredibly positive. Well, thank you for telling me there's a cliff or a pit. You know, it's like if, you know, your kids are going over to visit other kids and they're playing in the front yard and, you know, the dad says, hey, watch out, guys. Don't play football on the street. Teenagers come through here all the time going 80 miles an hour. Oh, you're so negative saying, hey, be careful, kids. Don't play football on the street. Even though this looks like a residential street, these kids drag race up and down it when they get off school every day. Watch out. Oh, that's incredibly negative telling, you know, telling somebody not to play football on the street. That's what we do here. Hey, there's a pit right there. Here's the evidence. Hey, there's don't play in the street. They drag race on this street. It's the same thing. We're here positively covering what's happening. It is frightening. It is painful. It is scary. But it's a little less scary. In fact, it's a lot less scary once you know, once you have the info.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in about 25 minutes, Lindsey Williams will be breaking bombshell information here first on this broadcast. He gave me a detailed briefing last night at about 8 o'clock here at the office over the telephone. And it's basically the total global perspective on what the New World Order is planning to do and what they've triggered in the Middle East. And I called Lindsey yesterday in the morning to try to get him on, and he wasn't even ready yet because he just learned this information. He wanted to write notes and codify it because I called him and I said, man, 4 months ago in October, folks can pull up that interview. We did several. He was told by Mr. X and Mr. Fromm, who's now died, so we can say his name, that, well, you're going to watch the Middle East, you're going to see a bunch of turmoil there, but then after that it's China. China's the big one. But now a lot of what he was already told in the new info all comes together, and the other individual was very clear with him about what's going to happen. Now, this doesn't mean it has to happen. A lot of times, you know, in war or business or life, if you catch them with their pants down and we're aware of the truth of what's happening, and everything Williams is going to say is already hidden in plain view in mainstream news, but it's a piece here, a piece there. You get the outside of the jigsaw puzzle, and it gets quicker and quicker as you put the final pieces in. We've got all the pieces. We've just got to illustrate it for people so they understand what's happening. But there's a lot more coming up. Lindsey Williams will be joining us. I want to go over the latest developments in the Middle East, North Africa, Gaddafi, what's happening in Honduras, what's happening with the protest around the United States. I also want to get into Michelle Obama is always pushing to make you eat quote, healthy and to tax salt and do all this. But meanwhile, at the Super Bowl or Vail, Colorado, or wherever she is, it's just gobbling queso, ribs, brockwurst, the most fattening stuff there is, which I believe a little bit of is probably good for you, but especially for your brain. The brain actually operates off that cholesterol, but that is another topic entirely. I'll try to get to that. But I do want to just remind you that it is the sponsors that make this radio broadcast possible. And whether you buy the books, the videos, the bumper stickers, the T-shirts, which are great ways to get the word out at InfoWars.com, that's how you support us, and also our sponsors. Also, please support our local AM and FM, local sponsors. Or if you're a listener, sponsor us. You know, support the show locally. We're getting a lot of new affiliates, several new ones a week. Our growth curve is actually frightening. Drudge is putting out tweets about how great we are. I mean, it's, if you just joined us, I'll read it again. It's so cool. Just because I really, obviously, he's the guy who can set so much of the media agenda. He's an icon, in the internet. I mean, he's the biggest there is. And, we can tell he's been listening and posting our stories for a long time, but, and he's done other little tips of the hat, but this is out in the open. His Twitter yesterday, there is no rest when you are involved in reality. Alex Jones, it's posted as a quote, and then he has the date of when I said it, Austin, Texas, 2/2011. He was listening Sunday, and he goes on to say, does urgent radio 6 days a week, web, DVDs, Charlie Sheen, Bud. And he posted that at 5:27 p.m. Yesterday. And so that is very, very interesting. Appreciate tip of the hat there, Drudge. I mean, what does it mean that Drudge is a listener? You can see the change in his website. I mean, in fact, I forgot. In 2008, 2009, 2010, no U.S. media would cover the Bilderberg Group but George Norrie and the Epoch Times. But I forgot, starting in 2008, Drudge was linking to it. And so it's gone from being laughed at just 3 years ago to now Bilderberg Group's out in the open. And at the time, we pointed out that Drudge was the one that took, I mean, he was posting some days two of our articles a day on Bilderberg, but also mainstream articles out of Europe, breaking that news blockade here in the U.S. And that's why the globalists want this internet kill switch and to be able to start curtailing, quote, content farms, as Google said 3 weeks ago, like InfoWars and DrudgeReport.com. Sites that aggregate news and information that link to it but also make commentary on it, they're now putting in algorithms to start trying to block that. I mean, they're the system is worried. I mean, look at Libya. They're jamming right now Al Jazeera and other foreign satellite coming in. In fact, it's so powerful, it's jamming it all over the Middle East. Most areas can't get it. Well, look what our government's got. The internet kill switch going in, the EAS emergency alert takeover systems. I mean, it's creepy when they start putting this stuff in. Because you know they're bringing us into a period of massive turmoil. And so the globalists are putting the screws down. They're trying to start moving towards restricting free speech. There's open talks about bringing back the Fairness Doctrine to restrict free speech on talk radio. There's open discussions about arresting people that talk about man-made global warming. That's Cass Sunstein, White House regulations are. I mean, they're really out in the open. Lieberman talking about it. Senator Jay Rockefeller saying we'd be better off without ever having an internet. He just as have it, you know, that we shut it down and shut down Fox and MSNBC. He doesn't want any political discourse. He doesn't want any heated debate, even within the fake left-right paradigm, because that leads to thinking. And then even though it's fake on Fox and MSNBC, most of it, it makes politics a sport instead of football being a sport, and that could lead to people becoming real connoisseurs of politics and getting out of this controlled paradigm. But what about that quote Drudge picked up that I just said off the top of my head, out of my heart? There is no rest when you are involved in reality, Alex Jones. There is no rest. I mean, when you only care about beer and entertainment and don't even care about yourself or your own family, and you're just kind of self-serving yourself at a bestial, low-level animal point, then you are so relaxed, you're like a sloth who isn't even alive. Look at all the big studies. In fact, let's put it on screen for folks. TV viewing Alzheimer's, television Alzheimer's. Studies out of the U.S., England, Canada, you name it, Japan. I mean, there's hundreds of them. Scientific studies that when you watch a lot of television, they have the different ratios, it actually lowers your brain waves. It actually puts you into a mesmerized, almost dreaming state, and that it brings on early Alzheimer's because the brain stops making connections. Because you sleep 8 hours a day and you watch 5 hours of TV, you're still sleeping. And there's the headline, BBC, TV linked to Alzheimer's. So there is no rest when you are involved in reality, but you're totally alive, and every moment is dynamic and burning with creativity and understanding, to the point of I almost just fly off the rails every day because reality is so intense, and I want to know reality. I want to know the mysteries of the world. All right, I said I'd plug sponsors. I'm going to do that right now. Inner Food. We live in a toxic environment daily. We're bombarded with chemtrails, fluorides, pesticides, and other equally toxic chemicals. And with the great line of Inner Food products, especially their superfood, it's 20 power-packed superfoods that aren't homogenized, so they're not heated up and don't lose their value, and you absorb almost all of it. It's the best way to get your vitamins and minerals. 20 superfoods in their Inner Food. They got specials. Try the Alex Jones combo with coconut milk powder. They've got healthy coffee. They just got a great line of products. Innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-Food.com. Or give them a call, 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Continuing here, I want to tell you about Safe Castle LLC. You can check them out at www.prepared.pro. That's PREPARED.pro. These folks have been in the readiness business for now over 10 years. They are in the business of selling steel-plated peace of mind. They sell everything you need and more to be ready for what's coming down the pike, survival gear, supplies, and even steel-plated underground shelters and safe rooms and boxes that will properly bury your guns without them being damaged. They have it all. Check it out. It's an amazing website, prepared.pro, for professional crisis preparedness assistance. Governments constantly, you know, gearing up for crises and building underground bases and storing weapons and food, but, oh, you're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to do it. It's evil if you do it. Let me go over some of these headlines here. Medvedev sees fires for decades in Arab world. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev on Tuesday predicted decades of instability in the Arab world if protesters, whom he calls fanatics, come to power, adding, no such scenario will be permitted at home. Medvedev's words fall in sharp contrast to the European Union, which said in a statement on Monday that it deplores the violence and repression against the pro-democracy protesters. And again, those are dictators, and I'm not against them being overthrown, but what do they get, and who's behind it? The globalists. And a lot of these folks know how to drive tanks and launch rocket-propelled grenades. There's obviously special op globalists with sleeper teams in there blowing the daylights out of Tripoli and other cities in Libya. I mean, it's just the globalist takeover. And who knows if they knock out Gaddafi, what new creature they're going to put in. Because they didn't put Gaddafi in. They did put Hosni Mubarak in. And they knocked him out now. And the next military dictator rolled into place who will get behind all these new wars. Speaking at a security meeting in Caracas, Medvedev didn't name countries, but he was referring to the crisis in the Middle East, North Africa, which has brought down governments in Tunisia and Egypt, sparked protests in Libya, Yemen, Bahrain, Iran, Morocco, and Jordan. And it continues. The Russians also, again, telling the truth, Reuters, Russia blames Google for stirring Egypt unrest. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin's deputy blamed Google Inc. in an interview published today for a string and stirring up trouble in the revolution that ousted Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak. Look what they have done in Egypt. Those highly placed managers of Google, what manipulators of the energy of the people took place there. Absolutely. They directed the whole thing and admit it. Russian, it's CIA, NSA. I mean, it's admitted Google is. Folks. People are like, really? See how all the stuff we talked about many years ago is now mainstream news? Glenn Beck saying they're government-run, NSA. But they're not bad because they're spying on you without warrants. That's liberal to be concerned about that. I thought it was being an American or being into freedom. See the little poison droplets added in? Oh, yeah, they're CIA, NSA. They're behind the revolution. They want to put Muslim extremists in. But don't be mad at Google because they don't spy on you, though. Yeah, they're the NSA, but it's not like, you know, liberals that say, you know, Bush was spying on you. What? He just injects that. Being spied on is good. Don't be a liberal. Well, I'm a conservative. I don't believe they're spying on me illegally, even when they admit they are. I'm smart. I listen to Glenn Beck. He tells me what to say. Everything's fine. But everybody's having to get with the program because of this show and others. Beck's now following our lead.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean.
Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard.
You wear your skin,
it is hard to come in with this bumper music and stop
your
it.
Your breath is hard as kerosene.
I think it's the best performance Merle Haggard's ever done with the two lines where he comes in at the end.
She began to cry when you said goodbye.
You know what I'm going to do? Introducing Lindsey Williams. Coming up the next segment, John, I want to play much of the song. So let's go ahead and knock that out of there. But when we come back, I want to come back in with Poncho and Lefty, but perhaps from a good spot like halfway in or something, so we don't play the whole thing. But I want to hear that. I got to hear that Merle Haggard now. I mean, oh, my gosh. Touch my soul. Touch my heart. Willie Nelson does as well. And, of course, I'm friends with Willie Nelson. He's a great patriot exposing the New World Order, a great Texan. But Merle Haggard, oh, my gosh. Waylon Jennings, oh, Johnny Cash. You got to have some gallows humor here under all this pressure and stress, folks, and just enjoy the amazing things like Carl Orff's, Karina Burana. It just shows you the potential of humanity. But I briefly wanted to get Ted Anderson up here during the short segment for just a few minutes because I want listeners to be able to take advantage of this opportunity. He bought a bunch of gold and silver a month ago when the globalists artificially driven it down, but the 10-year graph, it's going straight up. We knew it would go right back up. We've got the inside sources, plus they're devaluing the currency. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know this. And so Ted told me this morning, he said he is going to run out very soon on the very best gold and silver deals he has. Because when he runs out of that, then he's got to charge you, you know, for what he has bought the new gold and silver for at a higher price. And he's a big broker, so he gets a good deal regardless. But the deals he's got right now are off the chart, and I want people to get into gold and silver. If it's one silver coin, one gold coin, whatever the case is, it's time to move into it today. Gold and silver skyrocketing again. Oil up 9% in just the first few hours of today. Ted, where is gold and silver right now?
Well, gold hit a high today of, let me just take a quick peek here, just to see if it went. Okay, 1407.60, and silver hit a high today of 33.48. Gold right now is at 13.99.70. Silver right now at 32.91. I mean, it is strong, out of this world, off the charts. I mean, you call it what you want. With the Libyan crisis going on and oil prices shooting up through the roof, obviously that bodes very well for precious metals. I mean, $97, your three videos, some silver dollars. I don't know how people can just beat that. I mean, first of all, silver is well over into the 30s now. There's three silver dollars in there alone, and this is less than 30 bucks. You just can't, you know, a piece, $97 delivered. When you multiply it by three, obviously that's going to be a higher number than that. But anyways, the franc coins at 1308, the British sovereigns at 1386, walking liberties at 1576 now. There's so much pressure on the bottom side of this market. It's pressing things forward. People really need to be getting involved in the gold and silver. Obviously, this whole Middle Eastern thing looks like the makings for World War III. And I gotta hope it don't go there. But, we just, the United States has got this printing press running on our shores. We got this war going on and a complete collapse in the Middle East. Oil prices rising, inflation in China. It's like this perfect storm economically. And, all that stuff has upward pressure for gold. And we're seeing that right now. I mean,
well, Chad, I mean, to be clear, you get three silver dollars that are trading for basically $34 a piece right now. So that is above $100 to get three in the open market. Three of those for $97 with the shipping included, and Obama Deception Fall of the Republic Endgame, a $60 value. So that's over a $70 discount on top of it on that silver dollar deal. But I hope when folks call, they'll get some of the other great gold coins. You've got Buffaloes. You've got the Ron Paul gold coins that just came in. You've got so many other great things out there. 800-686-2237. Ted had the biggest response he's ever had yesterday, by the way, breaking all records and phone calls. So if it's busy, leave your name and number. They'll call you back, or you can call tonight. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Tell them it's the Alex Jones radio special to get the price from a month ago. And Ted, you told me you're running out. How long can you offer these deals?
Well, I'm going to hold it till midnight tonight, and I have to watch and see, because I have to look and see what my inventory looks like and what the markets are like in the morning. But I would doubt that I'm going to be able to hold it for that much.
That's right. You're not like a lot of other gold brokers who get your order and then go out and buy the gold. You've got it all right there. That's why it ships so fast. 800-686-2237. I'd say purchase it from Ted and support the network, but I happen to know he makes almost no money on this, so it's just a great deal. Ted's crazy. 800-686-2237. Do the math. Great job, Ted. Thank you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold, so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true, to save a few for lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
He's been an ordained Baptist minister. He went to Alaska in 1971 as a missionary. The Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline began its construction phase in 74. And because of Mr. Williams' love for his country and concern for the spiritual welfare of the pipeliners, he volunteered. He's also a pilot there flying people to serve as a chaplain on the pipeline with the subsequent full support of the Alaska Pipeline Company. Because of the executive status accorded to him as chaplain, he was given access to information documented in his eye-opening book, The Energy Non-Crisis, unfortunately out of print. Because to understand what's happening now, you got to read that book. And everything in that book from 1980 that caused oil execs to get fired, you name it, now it's all plain view admitted. After numerous public speaking engagements in Western states, certain government officials or concerned individuals urged Williams to put into print what he saw and heard, stating that they felt this information was vital to national security. And actually, Ken Frum actually helped him rewrite the book. He wrote part of it. That was the Atlantic Richfield head of operations. Mr. Williams firmly believes that whoever controls energy controls the economy, thus the energy non-crisis. Now, Ken Frum died back around Christmas of cancer. We can now say it's Ken Frum. I knew it was Ken Frum. So did other people like Dr. Stan Monteith. Monteith's the type to not, even though he believes Williams to go off what he's saying, he went and figured it out and called himself. He's also talked to the other guy who's living, was a former oil company CEO, Big Three. And there's been a strategic plan. And as we go to Lindsay, I want to break it down to you this way. Zygmunt Brzezinski writes books saying they work in 25 and 50-year plans. David Rockefeller, in his book he wrote 5 years ago where he admits they want world government. I forget the name of it. Will you Google David Rockefeller's autobiography? I want to put it on screen. It's a side shot of him on the cover. We've got it back there. But on page 435, he talks about how, yes, we're going to get rid of sovereignty. Yes, we're going to do this. But they talk about 25 and 50-year plans. And an example of that, because the general public has been taught, oh, Wall Street thinks in quarters. No, they get you to think in quarters, so you're blind to the larger geopolitical, neo-feudalistic, neo-mercantile system that is the New World Order. But in the 70s was a key catalyst for the next 50-year plan. That's when these decisions were made. And I've read Rockefeller, I've read Kissinger, I've read Brzezinski basically say almost everything, but in a veiled way, that Lindsay's been told. That's the key. I can verify all this separately. Just Williams is directly talking to these folks. Now, and the info Lindsay gives us mirrors what we get from inside Bilderberg. But here's an example. I'm listening to WOAI this weekend, and they had a newscast about the 50-year water plan for Texas with the federal and state government and how we were 20-something years into the last plan and they're going to reassess it and launch a new 50-year plan off the old plan for water wells, reservoirs, desalinization plants on the coast, on and on and on, and how the federal government's doing tests right now with desalinization of saltwater aquifers as a test as part of the 50-year plan. We are on 50-year time frames with subsets of 25, where sometimes they readjust or reassess. And so talking to Williams last night, I'm going to give him the floor here in a moment, when he briefed me on this, everything he was saying, again, was already public intelligence, but they were filling in the missing pieces. What Williams wrote about in 1980, about the secret deals with Kissinger and the Arabs to buy T-bills, and how at a time in the future, they would shift to the global currency. That's in Trilateral Commission documents from 1975. But people would laugh at Williams about that. Now all of the previous part of the plan is public. He's going to give you the rest of the plan and what the globalists are telling him is going to unfold. Now, remember, Lindsay Williams was here in October, in November, in December. And in October, on record, we wrote articles about it, oil in the next year, 6 months to a year, to go to 150 to 200. Turmoil in the Middle East, not even so much war. He said they told me turmoil. That's on record. Destabilization campaign. And that would then lead to, quote, China, watch the big one. Now the other big oil company, former CEO, is giving the full breakdown of this program in the Middle East, what it's going to do in the U.S., what it's going to do in Asia, and the rest of the globalist blueprint and layout for what is about to happen in the next several years and the decade preceding it or following it. And so now, Lindsay Williams, I'm going to attempt to give you the floor. And in fact, you're going to be hosting the show, at least for this segment, the next. I'll take you out at break, but I'm going to actually go in the control room, only way I can control myself. And I'm going to be in there taking notes on points and questions I have for you. But I sat there for 30, 45 minutes with you last night and just shut up while you talked. And it was 10 times more powerful than anything we've ever done on the radio before. Lay it out. Let's start at the beginning.
Alex, you're a gentleman. Thank you so very much. Crude oil this morning is up $8 a barrel. Libya, the capital city, Tripoli, is burning. The Capitol building in Libya is on fire right now. Gaddafi is in power since 1969, and this morning, light, sweet crude oil is $108 a barrel. I have been told that it's going to 150 to 200. I would think that 200 would be more like it. Libya has shut off all of its present oil sales. It says it will carry no more contracts. 1.6 million barrels of oil per day go to Europe, not to America, but to Europe. This is going to drastically affect America because now Europe oil supplies have got to come from somewhere else. I would say that the Middle East is pretty much number one item right now. It's going to go to Iran, and it's going to go, the crisis is going into Saudi Arabia. So let me begin, as I have been told by the people that have given me information over these years, as Alex has just said, I want to start from the beginning so you can understand, because this is very involved. In 1901, the first, what should we say, gusher of oil in the United States of America took place in Beaumont, Texas. It was called Spindletop. It went up 200 feet. At that point, the major oil companies were formed. They didn't exist before 1901. Texaco, Shell, Standard Oil, of course, which is a Rockefeller family, and Chevron had their beginning at Spindletop in 1901. This set the stage for the beginning of some things that would revolutionize the entire world and the use of crude oil and energy. Then in 1903 came Henry Ford, the first assembly line automobile in America, and then a man by the name of Mercedes in Germany built the first assembly line German-produced automobile. Now, at that time, American oil was 25 cents a gallon or less, and our economy was booming beyond everything the world had ever known. Oil was discovered in the Arab Middle East world. Now, keep in mind that prior to the time that oil was discovered after 1903 in the Arab world, that the Arabs were nothing but nomads roaming the deserts riding camels. But 60 years ago, the Arabs began to, for the first time in many, many centuries, to come to the forefront. This brings us up to where we are now. And as Alex has suggested, I want to just cover a few pointers, and then I'll go back and take each one of them individually so that you can know the intricate parts of it. Ken Fromm of Atlantic Richfield. This is Standard Oil. Of course, you recognize ARCO, Atlantic Richfield Standard Oil Company, one of America's greats back in those early days. And the different oil companies, Texaco, Shell, Standard Oil, and Chevron, basically divided up the Arab world. And each one of them took a country and said, we will go and produce the oil fields in that country. The Arabs didn't have the money to produce them. And Mr. Ken Fromm was given the job by Atlantic Richfield of producing the oil field in Kuwait, Dubai, and that part of the world. Ken Fromm is a gentleman who has given me so much information over the years. We've spent hours and hours together talking about what is happening in the Arab world, and which I'll go back and give in detail later. Now, about 1977 through 81 was the Carter administration. You'll remember that the Secretary of State was Mr. Henry Kissinger. He traveled abroad to every major oil-producing country at that time and tried to cut them a deal. I will go into that deal that he cut and why it is so significant to what's happening in America right now, because at that point, we began the indebtedness of the United States of America by a design plan, and I'm so glad that Alex mentioned the 50-year cycle, because this is exactly what we are going through at this time. I had not thought of that, but Alex, you're right, and I have heard this in many places. At this point, OPEC had an agreement, and there was every nation in OPEC, every major oil-producing country in OPEC, agreed to Henry Kissinger's deal, with the exception of two. One was Iraq, And that's the reason that Iraq had to be conquered and taken out. And the next one was Iran. Iran has had every kind of problem imaginable because they would not go along with Mr. Henry Kissinger's agreement back in 1977 through 81. Now, at this point, America began its debt spiral, and someone needed to buy the United States debt. Mr. Kissinger knew this, and as a result, the part of the cutting of the deal was that they would buy our T-bills, buy our debt. In turn, we would buy their oil. And at this point, it was decided by the elite that the American oil fields would not be produced. Folks, I hope you're hearing this because it's so significant to what they have told me now is about to happen. The American oil fields would not be produced because the foreigners, we had to buy our oil from them in order for them to turn around and buy our national debt, and they had to keep it that way. They closed up oil wells everywhere. They shut down major production from the Arctic Wildlife Refuge. What was the Bakken Oil Preserve and others here in the Lower 48? They likewise said, we cannot produce them because if we do, then these other countries will not be obligated to buy our debt. This also began the time that the elitists, the bankers and others, the World Bank, the IMF, began to bring about the destruction of America gradually. You've heard me speak of the Devil's Messiah plan. Every bit of this fit into their perversion of the United States of America. Then came 1970. I'm just giving you a quick overview, and then we'll go back since we have time in the program today to take these one by one. In 1970, the Alaskan oil was found, somewhere around 1970. In 1974 through 76, the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline was built. And in 1976, one of the largest oil fields ever discovered in the world, and in particular in the United States of America, it's described in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, Gull Island Will Blow Your Mind. This is a story within itself because after Gull Island was brought in, I was in the room with the oil company officials. I later asked Mr. Fromm, why don't you bring this oil to the American people? I knew already why. They couldn't. They had no choice. They could not bring gasoline back down to 25 cents a gallon again. They could not bring it to 50 or 60 cents a gallon. They couldn't because they were, the national debt had to be bought by someone. The Federal Reserve was obligated, and the national debt was growing so greatly. And now Gull Island's brought in, and I said to Ken, why don't you bring this oil to the American people? He said, Chaplain, this is classified. We are not going to release that oil. We will never announce the oil field and the Arctic Wildlife Refuge, what is there, until, please, this is so important, put it down in your notes. You're hearing things today for the first time. He said, we will not produce these oil fields until we have crude oil to somewhere around $200 a barrel. I said that in different places. It got me in trouble. I later was called on the carpet by the elite, and I was threatened, and it was mainly because of this one subject right here. They had to get it to $200 a barrel. You are going to see $150 to $200 a barrel oil in the very near future. You're probably talking somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 to 12 months. They have to take it there because the problems that have developed, they developed them, by the way. The problems and the crisis that they have developed in the Middle East will grow so great until America will not be able to get its oil from the OPEC oil-producing countries of the Middle East and Saudi Arabia in particular.
Now, Lindsay, I want to back up for just a moment and, again, just let listeners know, the new information is coming up. There's new information that deals with how this is going to be played off against the U.S., how China's involved, what the elite have told you the role for the United States is going to be in this. We can already see this in their admitted globalist plans, but this is directly relating to what's happening now in the Middle East that you predicted from your sources in October of last year, 4 months ago, on this show. And so the really big bombshells are coming up, but it's important for people to have the foundation. Please continue.
Yes, you're exactly right. All of this fits into the total picture of China, where Mr. Fromm told me before he passed away, he said, China is the big one. Keep your eyes on that.
But now the other source has filled that in for you.
Yes, the other source has just filled this in for me. I think the bombshell at this point that folks you definitely need to jot down is once they get that crude oil to the price of somewhere around $200 a barrel, at that point they will have created so much chaos in the Middle East. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, Libya, Tripoli, the capital building in Tripoli in Libya is burning right now, this moment, as we speak. In fact, this morning, Iranian warships went through the Suez Canal. Egypt finally gave them permission. Right now, as this program is going on, the latest information I've gotten this morning is that the Iranian warships are through. This is going to involve Israel. That part I don't even want to go into on the program because it would be a program within itself. But once
Well, Lindsay, we got time. Stay there. But we're going to discuss this entire strategic program and the next steps in it and where it's going to lead us if we don't expose this system. This is the end of America as we know it, if they're able to do this.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now remember, Lindsay Williams, 6 months before oil, 3 years ago, went from $50 a barrel, roughly, to upwards of $150, said it was going to happen, and named dates. We got similar intel out of Bilderberg that year. Then Lindsay said, now it will go down to $40. It did go to $40. People laughed at him when he said it. Went from $150 to below $40. Then he said for the next 2 years, it will only gradually go back up. But then he said in 2 years, and that was 2 years ago, then watch for things to happen. Then he was told when the Middle East starts blowing up, get ready, but then watch China. Now he's been given the full plan, which, again, when I hear it, it's there. It's confirmed separately through research, but this is from insiders. Now, he said this 4 months ago. Last night he briefed me on this. Now today, in fact, I had the articles out there during the break. Here it is. We'll put them on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. They're up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Medvedev, revolutions could lead to disintegration of Middle East. PrisonPlanet.com. That's also an AFP today. Medvedev warns fanatics will take over Middle East. See, they don't so much run the fanatics. They spurred them on, helped them. Google admits that they were involved in all of it, the State Department, and they're just going to let them run wild and go crazy. But it's not just so that the oil gets disrupted, so they can now, and that's what, this is the big one, that because I've got all, 3 pages of notes, Lindsay told me last night, that they're going to cheat the Arabs and stop doing the deal where they don't allow production of the big wells here in the U.S., not just Alaska. So it's not just that they're going to be in so much turmoil. That's going to be the excuse. And then they're going to cheat the Arabs on that deal. Then they're going to stop buying the T-bills, and that's going to further kill the dollar. And that's the biggest one, is that they are planning to kill the dollar, and he's been given the time frame on all of this. That's the big new giant information, not from Ken Fromm, told him similar things before he died, from the other Mr. X, who was an actual CEO of the Big Three. Please continue, Lindsay.
I had no way of knowing any of this. Let me be very frank and upfront with your listening audience. I was a mere missionary flying airplanes out in the bush of Alaska at the time they said they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. The oil companies allowed me as a chaplain, later gave me executive status. I sat in the board meetings and lived with the elite of the world for 3 years' time. I could have never known any of the things that Alex has just mentioned had it not been the providence of God. It gave me favor with two of these individuals who are of the elitist of the world, and they in turn have given me information over these 35 years, and the latest one who is still alive but yet retired, still gives me information. And when Alex called on yesterday, his producer, I said, here's what I've just gotten hours ago, and that is just what Alex said. They're going to cross the Arabs. The Arabs will lose what they've put in our T-bills. The dollar is going to plummet. And I've given the time date. This was given to me. Please put it down on your calendar. By the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. At the same time, all of these T-bills, securities, Federal Reserve notes that the oil-producing countries of the Middle East in particular, under the agreement by Mr. Henry Kissinger way back 1977 through 81, the agreement that was made, all of this millions and billions of dollars that they have put into American paper will be lost overnight at the time that they are going to plummet the dollar. This means that we will not be getting Arab oil. Folks, I hope you're getting this. I hope it's sinking through. You will not be getting oil from the Middle East at the time this happens because they will be enraged with us, plus the fact of the Muslim Brotherhood going nation after nation after nation, as it did in Egypt, as it's doing in Libya, is going to go from one nation to the other, Jordan, Tunisia, Turkey, Kuwait, Yemen, Saudi Arabia,
Morocco.
And when it hits Saudi Arabia, this is one of America's major oil supplies. At that point, you will have gasoline at the gas pump, $67.
Stay there, stay there. Back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.